February 26, 1922. How Jesus covered us with beauty and redemption. I was thinking about the great good that Jesus has done to us by redeeming us. And He, all goodness, told me, "My daughter, I created the creature beautiful, noble, with eternal and divine origin, full of happiness and worthy of me." Sin ruined him from top to bottom, it made him decay from his nobility, it deformed him, and rendered him the most unhappy creature, unable to grow, because sin stopped his growth and covered him with wounds, such as to be repugnant to the mere sight. Now, my redemption ransomed the creature from sin, and my humanity acted just like a tender mother with her newborn baby. Since there is no other food with which she can give life to her baby, she opens her breast and attaches her baby to it. And from her own blood, converted into milk, she administers to him the nourishment to give him life. More than mother, my humanity made many holes be opened in itself by blows of lash, which, almost like many breasts, sent out rivers of blood, so that my children, by attaching themselves to them, might suckle the food to receive life and develop their growth. With my wounds I covered their deformities, rendering them more beautiful than before. And if, in creating them, I made them like clearest and noble heavens, in redemption I adorned them, studding them with the most refulgent stars of my wounds so as to cover their ugliness and make them more beautiful. To their wounds and deformities I attached the diamonds, the pearls, the jewels of my pains in order to hide all their evils and clothe them with such magnificence as to surpass their state of origin. Therefore, it is with reason that the Church says, "Fortunate fall, because with sin came redemption." And my humanity did not only nourish them with its blood, but clothed them with its own person, and adorned them with its own beauty. But now my breasts are always full to feed my children. What will not be the condemnation for those who do not want to attach themselves to them to receive life, to grow and to have their deformities covered?